This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. China reported an uptick in new cases of coronavirus on Friday, boosted by more than 200 people testing positive for the disease in two prisons outside of the Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak. China's had more than 2,200 deaths and more than 75,000 reported infections. Meanwhile, as Phil Mercer reports for VOA, two Australians evacuated from a cruise ship in Japan have tested positive for the new virus after being flown home. Authorities in Canberra have also extended a ban for another week for foreign travelers arriving from mainland China, where the virus was first reported. Here's Phil Mercer.
Dr. Diane Stevens from the National Critical Care and Trauma Response Centre says the two patients will be sent to hospitals near their homes.
Those people remain well and mildly ill with cold-like symptoms, and they do not necessarily need to be in the hospital system, but more than likely will enter the hospital system in their home states while they manage the COVID-19 quarantine and isolation procedures.
The cruise ship passengers are being held in quarantine at a former workers' camp near Darwin in Australia's Northern Territory. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Hundreds of people gathered in Berlin and Hanau, Germany, for vigils to remember the victims of a mass shooting that left 9 people dead. Germany's president told those gathered that the attacks have left Germans speechless, sad, and angry. A 43-year-old German who posted a manifesto calling for the complete extermination of many races or cultures in our midst shot and killed the 9 who had foreign backgrounds, mostly Turkish, at sites near Frankfurt. This is VOA News. The United States says it's very alarmed about the safety and protection of over 3 million civilians in Idlib and its surrounding areas in Syria. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped between the warring parties. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Syria.
We are here in a camp about 2 days' journey from Idlib, where families have fled. For many, it is the closest, relatively safe place to take shelter. But families here are still short on medicine, electricity, and other basic needs. Since December, 900,000 people have been displaced, and hundreds have died, including children that have frozen to death. Families here in this camp say they have been displaced 3, 4, or 5 times. Many of their friends and relatives, they say, are still trapped in the battle zone. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad hopes to declare victory over a multitude of warring parties in Idlib, but aid organizations say without an immediate ceasefire, the crisis will deepen. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Manbij, Syria.
A federal judge on Thursday sentenced Roger Stone, a veteran Republican operative and President Donald Trump's longtime confidant, to more than 3 years in prison for obstructing a congressional inquiry into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Stone is now facing 40 months in federal prison after being convicted last year of witness tampering, lying to Congress, and other charges. Justice Department prosecutors originally recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence, but Barr backed off that following complaints from President Trump. Judge Amy Berman Jackson said Stone merited a significant sentence, but said the 7 to 9 year recommendation was excessive. The 67-year-old Stone's lawyers asked for no prison time, citing his age, health, and lack of a criminal record. He's the 6th Trump associate or advisor convicted on charges stemming from the special counsel's Russia probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Federal authorities have launched a new enforcement operation focusing on meth trafficking hubs. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Federal authorities have launched a new initiative aimed at disrupting the trafficking of methamphetamine in the United States. In Atlanta Thursday, Acting Administrator Utom Dillon announced the DEA is launching
Operation Crystal Shield.
The operation will focus on 8 so-called transportation hubs where meth is brought into the U.S. from Mexico.
One here in Atlanta and the other 7 throughout the United States. Los Angeles, Phoenix, El Paso, Dallas, Houston, St. Louis, and New Orleans.
That was Sagar Magani reporting. This is VOA News.